Nolte, Venice Film Festival doesn't do quotas. Only one female-directed movie chosen this year. By John Nolte on July 24, 2026. The Venice Film Festival selects anywhere from 80 to 100 features a year. And this year only one movie directed by a woman, Maelle Tuchy, made the cut. When asked about this, the festival's chief, Alberto Barbera, didn't apologize or pull any punches. I don't think we can be accused of bias against women directors because, since 2000, Venice has awarded top prizes to more female directors than Cannes, Berlin, or other festivals, he said. The three presidents of this year's main juries are women. He explained that 24% of the submissions this year were directed by women, and we found them to be of lower quality, so we weren't able to include more in competition. The only rigid criterion we follow is the quality of the films. We are absolutely opposed to selecting films based on gender because we don't believe it's beneficial, he said. Then he made this excellent point. It's humiliating for women if they're thought to have been chosen because they're women rather than because they made a good film. And now, the woke Gestapo will either damage this prestigious festival with protests and boycotts, or they will successfully destroy it, as they have the Sundance Film Festival, by bullying it into embracing DEI and quotas over quality. Sundance was once the great American film festival where its rigid selection process helped to usher in the fabulous independent movie era of the 1990s. Then the festival went woke and became meaningless. Instead of pointing buyers and the public to great movies, it was more like assigning homework, lectures on film no one wants to see. And those who do not want to watch this crap include those who lobby for DEI quotas. If just 3% of those who voted for Kamala Harris bought tickets for woke movies would be major box office hits. The quickest way to kill anything is to end the concept of merit. There is no market for shitty movies directed by women, by black people, by Hispanics, homosexuals, or straight white guys. That's not how this works. And as Barbera later points out, he is merely an exhibitor. It is not his fault that more women are not given the opportunity to direct movies, or to learn how to direct movies, or handed the most promising screenplays. Think about this for a moment. There's an organization called Collective 50-50 that demands festivals like Venice allow more women to compete regardless of the quality of the submission. Why? There's no good answer when we all know Collective 50-50 could start its own film festival. So why doesn't it? Easy answer. Collective 50-50 is not about lifting women up. Instead, it's all about tearing down, destroying, and annihilating what's good, what's traditional, what works, what people enjoy. Throughout the world, left-wing women are in command of hundreds of billions, if not trillions, of dollars. But rather than build something of their own, which they could easily do, they choose to bully Venice into destroying itself, because the goal is not empowering women, the goal is destruction.